Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Part of the reason why the American standard of living has been so high was that the U.S. dollar was the dominant currency used for international commerce. A few decades ago, over 90% of all international transactions were priced and paid for in dollars. This about $12 trillion of U.S. currency and treasury debt held by foreigners in order to conduct commerce represents a no or low-cost loan to the American government. Unfortunately, the U.S. government and Federal Reserve actions in recent decades have destroyed the stability and value of the dollar. The dollar's share of international commerce is down to about 60% and falling. Massive inflation of America's money supply and growing enormous government spending and budget deficits were already pushing foreign governments, central banks, businesses, and investors to lighten up their use of the U.S. dollar. Unfortunately, the economic and political sanctions on Russia imposed by the U.S. and other governments after the invasion of Ukraine is accelerating the coming death of the U.S. dollar. As I warned 4 months ago, these sanctions would boomerang and inflict more financial pain on America and other nations. After the sanctions were imposed on Russia, the value of its ruble currency initially plummeted to its lowest level since the Soviet Union collapsed more than 30 years ago. Since then, the ruble has more than doubled in value to its highest level in almost 8 years. Against the U.S. dollar, the ruble is up more than 26% year to date. This puts Russia and its allies in position to further cripple the U.S. dollar and the economies of all nations practicing massive inflation of the money supply and out-of-control government spending and deficits. Russia is one of the world's largest exporters of commodities. Along with a strong ruble, that means that country could introduce a commodity-backed currency that would be far more attractive worldwide than the on-backed U.S. dollar. When this happens, most Americans will see their standard of living devastated, all as a result of government incompetence and mismanagement for so many decades. I wish the truth were otherwise. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.